One major confusion that may keep you stuck in a narcissistic relationship is the dilemma of not getting physically abused. You may say, well, the narcissist never put their hands on me. They never hit me. Yes, they screamed, yelled, but they never touched me. So was I really abused? This dilemma, this confusion comes from the narcissist gaslighting. They may say things like, well, I never touched you. I never pushed you, pulled you, dragged you, slapped you, punched you. So what abuse are you talking about? Because that is the mainstream definition of abuse. When people hear the word abuse, that is what they think, physical abuse. But what if I said the narcissist abused you physically without putting their hands on you? Let's understand how in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to this channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about five ways a narcissist physically abused you without laying their hands on you. If that is interesting enough for you to continue, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say and request, your subscription helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Number one, they may drive recklessly or use your or their car as a torture chamber. When in a car with a narcissist, you are stuck, trapped, and caged. No way to escape. You completely depend on them for your safety, and they have full control and authority. Narcissists being narcissists, they take full advantage of this occasion and abuse you, hurt you in the worst way possible. One mistake made by you and there goes the narcissist exploding, raging without any real reason. They may honk their horns at other drivers trying to one-up them or trying to show them, oh, I am the king or I am the queen, make way for me. They may unnecessarily argue with you about an event that was, according to them and you, already resolved. They will seek explanations that you do not have to give. One small mistake, and they'll go on and on and on, generalizing how you yourself are a big mistake. This leaves a big mark on your psyche, a deep psychological wound, because then you become afraid of being in any car with any person because you expect this kind of stress, this kind of anxiety. You expect that this is going to go wrong the way it did with the narcissist. The crazy thing is, they may abandon you in a forest or in a foreign country, ask you to get out of the car immediately, right then and right there, without caring where you will go in the middle of the night if you have your documents with you in a foreign country. And I'm talking from my experience. It didn't happen to me, but I know of people to whom it has happened. Number two, they may prevent you from sleeping. Sleep deprivation is a technique used by the narcissist to drain all your energy so that it becomes easier for them to control you. Moreover, they like to be the center of attention. They want you to focus on them all the time, and their need for attention is never ending. So when you fall asleep, they think you are being selfish. So they wake you up. They start yelling. They start banging the doors. They bring up a topic that was already resolved or that is not important enough to be talked about right when you are trying to fall asleep, but they will argue on it on and on for 5 to 6 hours on a stretch, draining you, and then you may get sleep for an hour or so. Isn't that physical abuse? Because that causes real damage to your brain. That leaves almost all the major systems that run your body completely disturbed. For example, your digestive system. You're not able to feel hungry because your appetite has been suppressed now. You're not able to relax or focus because your nervous system is dysregulated. Your heart is beating really fast. You're struggling with muscular tension, which leads to physical pain. And all of this turns into cumulative stress. Prolonged exposure to any form of chronic stress leads to disease, and that is physical abuse. Number three, they may not punch or hit you directly, but they may punch holes in the walls. They may break chairs or things that are expensive and have been bought by you. That's what they target. For example, all of your makeup, if you're a woman, might be drained, wasted, thrown away, or kitchen utensils, or wallets, clothes, anything that comes in their way. It is very conscious of them to do so. They break these things, one, to intimidate you, to send a message across that next time it's going to be your face. Two, they are causing you harm by destroying your things. Who is getting destroyed financially or in other ways, emotionally as well, because you are attached to those things? You. And that's why they cause physical harm. Punching holes in the walls or breaking things around you impacts you as much as directly hitting you does. There is no difference perceived by your brain in either of these. It's one and the same. So when the narcissist is yelling and screaming, breaking things, maybe hitting your pets, destroying things, and then later they tell you, oh, well, I didn't touch you. You can't say I physically abused you. They are gaslighting you even further because they know by breaking things, they are keeping you under control. They are intimidating you and it's coercive control. They are indirectly telling you that this is how I feel about you. This is what I want to do to you, but because I will be held liable, I'll do what I want to do to you to these things instead. Number four, they may withhold or threaten to withhold financial support or stop giving you money, especially if you depend on them for it. In today's world, your life depends on having money. If you don't have money, you can't have food. You won't have clothes. You can't travel. You can't even breathe. Life functions because of money. You need it for survival, don't you? And when your loved one, when your partner, your spouse withholds money or threatens to withhold it, knowing that you depend on them for it, they are causing physical abuse. Because they know by threatening you with money, you will easily comply, you'll obey, you will fawn, you will do what they want you to do. You will completely forget what you should remember, that is the pain they are causing you, and give them what they want out of you. That is the worst form of abuse, in my opinion. Imagine the stress experienced by your body every time you go to the narcissist asking for money for this and that thing. Imagine the anxiety experienced by your brain and body every time they look at the list of the things you have bought and they then try to interrogate you about things that, according to them, were not needed. $2 shampoo, $9 this. Why did you have to spend that? What did you spend this on? Why didn't you ask me first, and so on? That makes you feel so small inside. You feel like you are an animal. You are caged and trapped and you have zero freedom whatsoever. Do you relate with this? Have you been there? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below before we move to number five. Number five, the most painful and bizarre one. They may force you to eat or drink something you don't want to consume. They may do so by belittling you, humiliating you, or through forceful feeding. I know this because that is what my father used to do to me back when I was a child. When around him, I used to be in a constant state of hyperarousal. And when you are extremely anxious, your appetite is suppressed. You don't want to eat at all. I remember him forcefully feeding me to the point of me throwing up. When I threw up, he physically abused me. Can you believe that? First of all, he fed me against my will, and that too, pushing his hands in my mouth like this, literally like this, as if I was a toy being stuffed or an animal or I don't know, a non-human entity. And I was choking and still he was feeding me like that, forcefully with no love, compassion or kindness. And I threw up then. He verbally and physically abused me because my body did not comply. That is physical abuse. The second aspect of this is they may stop you from eating or drinking something you have to consume for your survival. For example, your blood pressure medicines or your insulin or something else that is a must and it's needed for your overall stability, basically for you to live. They may hide it away, throw it away without letting you know, and then you may panic, and then that panic may be used against you. They may label you crazy. You know how it goes with them. But that is physical abuse. Think about being diabetic and then not having that insulin vial. Think about struggling with hypertension and then not having that medication at the time when you need to consume it. How does that feel and how does that impact your body? Of course, it's devastating. All of this is to say physical abuse is not just the overt form of it, which is when the narcissist puts their hands on you. Physical abuse is when the narcissist restricts your freedom or takes it away completely or partially in one or the other form. You don't feel safe and secure with them, and that is also physical abuse. Your body deteriorates, your body fades away, you lose your health, that is physical abuse. You lose your financial stability, or you're afraid for it, that is physical abuse. Everything is physical abuse. The brain damage you experience in such a crazy relationship is physical abuse. What do you think about that? Let me know in the comments. That was it for today's episode. Thank you so much for staying with me until the very end. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.